This is KUT. Last week, the Trump administration rolled back an Obama-era guideline that supported race as a factor in college admissions. UT Austin has factored race and ethnicity into its admissions since 2003, but just how does affirmative action impact the diversity of UT's student body? KUT's Nadia Hamdan reports.
The short answer, UT's racial demographic has changed a lot since it started the policy, but it's complicated. So before we get into the numbers, let's make sure we understand how admissions work at UT. About three-quarters of UT students are admitted under the top 10% rule. The best-performing high school students in the state are given automatic admission. The rest of the students go through the regular admissions process. The university says it does consider race as a factor in admissions, but argues that it's only one small piece of a broader definition of diversity.
The university seeks to provide the highest quality education for students and believes diversity is essential to those efforts.
That's UT spokesperson J.B. Byrd. He says the Trump administration's decision won't change the university's policy.
The Supreme Court upheld our holistic admissions policies in 2016, and those policies remain central to our constitutional mandate to serve the state of Texas and our mission to prepare graduates to thrive in society.
But just how diverse is UT? The university first started using race as a factor in 2003, so let's start there. Since the fall of 2003, white undergraduate enrollment at UT dropped from 60% to 42%. Hispanic enrollment jumped from 14% to 23%. Asian and Black students also saw increases, but they were not as dramatic. It is worth noting that the demographics of Texas have also changed. In 2016, Hispanics made up almost 40% of the state's population. That's up 7% since 2000. Still, there has been a significant change in the racial makeup of the campus. UT argues that's an educational benefit, and having the discretion to look at different factors, including race and ethnicity, helps diversify a campus. But Ilya Shapiro isn't convinced.
My perspective is that that race shouldn't be considered, and the use of racial preferences in college admissions is constitutionally suspect.
Shapiro is a senior fellow of constitutional studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank based in D.C. While the courts have upheld affirmative action in the past, Shapiro says we could see that change. On Monday, President Trump nominated Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who's largely considered to be more hostile to affirmative action.
Unlike most areas that reporters have been asking me about, whether abortion or Chevron deference, that I don't think will really change overnight or get overruled, I can see with Brett Kavanaugh on the court, an end to racial preferences in college admissions.
A conservative-leaning nonprofit is currently suing Harvard, accusing the university of giving preferential treatment to racial minorities. That same group has filed a similar suit against UT Austin, and the case is clearly aimed for the U.S. Supreme Court. That means the legality of affirmative action is likely to be debated again with a new justice on the bench. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.